יברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונקה. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we know this is January 26, 2026. More importantly, it's Shavuot number 8 in 5786. Shavuot 8, 5786. All right, we're going to be looking at our history lesson today, and it's going to be just a blessing to you. I know it is. I know it is. Comes from Exodus chapter 13, verse 17, through chapter 17, verse 16. Exodus 13, 17, through 17, 16. Also comes from Judges chapter 4, verse 4, through chapter 5, verse 31. Judges chapter 4, verse 4, through 5:31, and Matthew chapter 14, 22 through 33. Matthew chapter 14, 22 through 33. That's the scriptures we'll be looking at this week. Now, let's take a look at what's going on. We know that God did not lead the Jews out of Egypt on a direct route, but took the people by the way of the wilderness. God went before them in a cloud, a pillar by day and a pillar of fire by night, so they can travel both day and night. Upon leaving Egypt, Moses takes Joseph's bones with him, recalling Joseph's dying words, God will surely remember you and then bring my bones with you to the promised land. Now, what is interesting is that upon leaving Egypt, Moses takes the bones of Joseph and they head toward the promised land. But God told Moses to camp by the Sea of Reeds. That's the Red Sea. I will then harden Pharaoh's heart so he will try to capture you there. We're going into a history lesson of probably one of the most famous events of the Bible, the Old Testament. Everybody knows this. Everybody knows what's happened. You know it already. Then I shall assert my authority over Pharaoh, and everyone will acknowledge that I am the Lord. And of course, it happened exactly as God predicted. Moses brings them out. They go out and they get all kinds of feedback from Pharaoh. He's furious because the last plague, the death of the firstborn, from Pharaoh's house to the poorest of the poor, to the animals of the field, enraged Pharaoh. And number two is, it eliminated the god Ramses, served Ra. Remember, Ra is the god of death and life. He awakens every morning when the sun comes up. He awakens wherever the sun shines. He awakens sleeping people and sleeping animals and brings life. Well, God said, you ain't life, I am. Amen. The great I am, right? Yeah. And so when the daybreak happened, Pharaoh discovered that the firstborn of every person in his kingdom, an animal, had died, and Ra couldn't do anything about it. Pharaoh's real name was Ramses. Excuse me, Ra. Pharaoh's a title like king. King. Pharaoh king. Ramses was his name. So what happens is it enrages Pharaoh and he runs after them with his best army. As Pharaoh's army approached, the Israelis cried out to the Lord and Moses in fear. Listen what they said. Question. Why did you bring us here to die? Excuse me. Let us go back to Egypt and be slaves. Amazing. They rather go back to Egypt. Didn't they realize, and don't you understand, Israel, that if you go back there, that Pharaoh is going to absolutely destroy you because he knows because of you and Moses and your God, all the firstborn are dead. You talk about horror. You talk about slavery. Wow. They're just talking. Listen to me. There's times in our life that we go through difficult days and events that we really don't understand. I've had them, you've had them, we've all had them. And there's days in our life where we say, God, where are you? Lord, where are you, Lord? Because I don't understand what I'm going through. And the devil will take us and turn our head backward toward where we came from. I've heard a lot of people say, well, before I started serving God, I didn't have all these problems, and I'm going to quit serving God, so I quit having all these problems. It's exactly what the devil will do. Exactly what the devil will do. So you watch it. You watch how God can deliver you in the middle of your dilemma, in the middle of your problem, in the middle of your difficulty. So God said, don't be afraid, stand firm, and just watch how I'm going to deliver you. He told Moses, stretch forth your hand over the sea. It will split, and you'll cross safely. Here's what's happening. As God is saying that to them, here comes Ramses with a heart of hatred, with a heart of vengeance, with a heart of reclaiming the slaves. Pharaoh's army going after them. And here's what happens. They may be mighty, but I will prove I am the Almighty. And he is today too, more tomorrow.